It had borders, the entire third floor. It was a big, tall. The main building was a great big, tall building. And the third floor was the dormitories. And ever so many girls, Etta Mae Woolsey is one of them, that boarded at the convent school, who lived in the country, and who came in September and moved into the convent, and they would go home frequently for weekends, but not every weekend. And the day pupils, I was, of course, just a day pupil, was so fascinated when we'd have a change. They didn't let us go up there often, to go up where the girls roomed. And it was one great big, I don't know how many girls were there. I imagine at times as many as 50 boarders. And it was just partitioned off with white curtains. They just had little cubicles. And it was really Spartan. It couldn't have been more Spartan than it was. And the boarders enjoyed sort of a certain superiority in many ways. They were usually elected to the class offices and everything like that because they had kind of a well-formed little clique. And loads of women who later married and lived in Waco boarded at the convent in those early days.